The prisoner release and transfer took place yesterday, 27th of December, and a total of 306 detainees were released and sent back to their families. Some 73 detainees were sent from the non-government controlled side to the government controlled areas, and about 233 detainees went the other way, from the areas controlled by Kiev to the non-government controlled side.
And what is their state of health, Miladin?
Their state of health is rather good. We had a doctor on the spot who was checking their state of health, and I can tell you that most of them were in quite good physical condition.
Good. And obviously delighted to be going home, but how hard was it securing this release? How much work has it taken in the run-up to the handover?
Well, the ICRC as a neutral intermediary offered its services to all sides to the conflict, and at one point several weeks ago they invited us actually to take part in this release. We as the ICRC were not exactly involved in deciding which detainees will be released. What we did provide is logistical support, some accommodation, transportation, and very importantly, Daniel, ICRC delegates conducted pre-departure interviews with the detainees in order to confirm their willingness to actually be transferred to the other side. And by doing these interviews, we established that some detainees did not want to be returned, and in the end, they did not cross the contact line. They were not actually returned, because they clearly expressed preference to stay on one side or the other.
And talking about one side or the other, maybe you could give me a bit more information about how difficult it is to cross between the contact line of the government-controlled areas in the east and the non-government-controlled areas in the west. I know that the ICRC has just helped with bridge building. There was a bridge that was very, very difficult for people to cross, old people, disabled people.
That's correct, Daniel. It is quite difficult to cross the contact line. The contact line is about 460 kilometers long, and there are only 6 to 7 operational crossing points. And every month you have close to 1 million people crossing back and forth. So it's a huge number. Every day that means several thousands, if not tens of thousands of people are crossing. Some of the crossing points are in quite decent shape, whereas others, such as the bridge in Stanitsa Luhanska that you mentioned, is in really bad shape. It was destroyed and damaged several years ago in fighting, and ICRC managed to repair parts of the bridge to make the crossing a bit safer.
And just talking about the wider humanitarian issues, how many people either side of the contact line in the east are vulnerable, let's say? You know, we're talking about water, we're talking about getting heat in these freezing conditions. And how much of a positive sign is it for them? Because we've had recently the UN resident coordinator in Ukraine, Neil Walker, saying that people are losing hope.
Yes, there is a large number of people on both sides of the contact line that are affected by the hostilities. We are talking hundreds of thousands of people who live within 10 kilometers of the contact line. Those are the most vulnerable ones. We are in continuous contact with the parties, asking them to spare civilian targets, not to hit civilian targets, houses, buildings, especially schools, hospitals, and very importantly, water pumping stations. There are a number of such infrastructure objects along the contact line which have been hit several times, and then as a result, hundreds of thousands of people, for example, did not have water supply.
And how positive a step is this latest prisoner exchange?
It is definitely a positive step. It is hard to predict when the next similar release and transfer of detainees will take place. There is already some talk that it could happen in a month or so. We do hope that this momentum is kept, and we have offered our services to the parties, saying that if they want to go ahead with another such operation, the ICRC stands ready to facilitate it and to help as much as we can. So we do hope that the momentum will be kept.